Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Dell challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. Proudly sitting in for Del Walmsley, I am your host, Mike Harrison. This week, my wife and I were discussing our real estate portfolio. We had two major items of note that occurred during the week, and I won't say they were surprises. It was all part of the plan, but everything really just seemed to come together last week. And these two items required a sit-down conversation. It was a discussion of our investment plan. It was a discussion of the long-term plan of our real estate investments and wealth building. And I'll review those items as we get into the show. But really, the heart of the show is during our discussion, we have these principles that we live by and that we invest by. And we really want to impart these principles upon our children, specifically because these are principles that I didn't learn until I was over the age of 40 years old. These are ways to look at wealth building and ways to look at real estate that I had no idea existed. And I really, really want my children to understand these as soon as possible, learn them so they don't have to wait until they're 30 or 40 like I did to start building upon these wealth principles. It prompts me also to ask the discussion, how many of you sit down and have discussions about your wealth building, your real estate plan, your investing plan, what have you, with your significant other? Do you sit down? Do you talk about it? Do you talk about investing? Do you talk about real estate versus the stock market, the 401k? This is your retirement plan, after all. Or do you just ignore it and hope it's all good in the end? Do you just kind of glance over a quarterly statement if you get those, or maybe an annual statement, and just kind of put it in the drawer and your spouse is just assuming everybody's on track? That's kind of how it was in our house for years and years. She trusted me for our investing and just figured we were always on track and that one day we'd wake up and we'd be 60 years old, millionaires, and ready to retire. And that's not the case. I think it's very important if you're going to stay on track to have these discussions with your significant other or your spouse. So to the items that occurred this past week, the first one that occurred was I found out that two of our multifamily passive investments will begin making distributions at the end of the third quarter. And that is huge news. What does that mean? Essentially, it means I just got a raise, to tell you the truth. It means our passive income will increase. You see, when you invest in these multifamily communities, it typically takes 6 months to a year before these distributions begin giving back to the investors, giving back to the owners. And think about it like this. The lead investor needs to purchase the property, and then they begin the transition, right? They may put in new management. They may keep the existing management. Those are decisions that need to be made. Then there's the rehab of the property. Are they going to upgrade the exterior lighting, the painting, the landscape, the parking lot? Are they restriping it or repairing it? What's on the rehab schedule, and how do they implement that? And then there's rent reviews. most likely there's a lot of residents that are living in this community because they bought a distressed community that are probably not paying the full rent or the proper rent or have been always late on the rent, so they need to do the rent reviews. They also need to do resident reviews. Believe it or not, you may buy a distressed apartment community and find out that some of the people living there never really even filled out an application. They're just kind of a friend or an associate of the manager and living there on their terms. So you've got to go through and review the applications and were they even qualified for the lease. So the lead investor looks at that. And then there's turnover and make readies, upgrading the units once they're vacated, on and on and on. What accounting software is being used or changed or implemented? So there's plenty to work on, and that's why these apartment communities may take 6 months to a year before they begin issuing distributions to the passive investors. And we got notice this past week that two of our properties that we invested in, one of them actually 6 months ago and one of them about a year ago, will begin making distributions. And that's huge news for us. That's great news. It was all part of the plan. We knew it would happen. It's just really nice when you're kind of going through that monthly financial statement that's provided by the lead, and then you get to that item to where the lead investor says, yes, we will begin making distributions at the end of the third quarter. It's exciting. It's very nice. Because once this is a business, and once the business has transitioned, once it's switched over, running smoothly, and is on track with the budget, then the lead investor will begin issuing distributions. And those distributions are based on a percentage of ownership. And look at it like this. You may only own 0.5% or 1% or maybe up to 2% of an apartment community, but you are an owner. And that percentage is tangible. You can go drive by the apartment community and you can say, and I do this, hey, look, I own 1.5% of that property. But again, it takes about 6 months to a year before these deals begin to play. Now, there's what's called a deep value play. Those might take longer than a year, but the overall returns are going to be much greater on a deep value play than they will on a yield play. A yield play is typically a functional property, and the lead investor is going to take that property, put some improvements in place, and it's going to begin cash flowing and distributing rapidly. But I found this out. I was reviewing the monthly reporting of the property. So you see, these lead investors, the people that are running the deals, they will send out a financial statement to the other passive investors. And this financial statement is basically, it's a state of the union. It's telling us what's going on, and we get to review it monthly. So in this financial statement, you'll see rental revenue, you'll see what the expenses are, you'll see what the other income is. You can see a line item for total income. There's a line item for net operating income. And then they compare it to the budget, right? The budget. That's the report card. Essentially, they're saying, here's how the property performed, and here's what we budgeted for it to perform. And then there's either plus or minus, and you get to see how they're doing and how the business is running. At times, we'll get a staffing update as well in these monthly reports. We'll get a staffing update. Hey, we added a new leasing agent, or we added a new maintenance technician. We'll also get an update on the rehab work, some pictures. Hey, we finished the pool rehab or the resurfacing of the pool. Hey, we installed the outdoor dog park. Here's what it looks like. And the very best reports include P&L summaries, financial statements, personal financial statements, and then also an SERO, and that's your schedule of real estate owned. So essentially, we're owners, and we get to see this information, and it was an impact to my wife and I, because now that we got the raise, we need to decide how are we going to deploy this additional income on our wealth building path. But that prompts the question for those of you that are investing in the stock market, mutual funds, what have you, what level of information are you getting on those investments? Yes, they're going to send out a prospectus each year, and it's 58 pages of legal gobbledygook, and here's how we performed, and here's the performance of the fund over 10 years, and here's the trailing 3 years, on and on and on. But you don't get to the heart of what's going on with each and every one of those purchases. And these are funds. These are purchases that you have made to fund your retirement. And I challenge you to tell me what's going on in each and every one of these companies. Each and every one of these mutual funds is buying hundreds, if not thousands, of stocks. And you're just kind of sitting on the sidelines trusting somebody else with your financial future. You're trusting somebody else with your retirement. You're trusting somebody else with your wealth building, and you're not involved in it at all. You're not involved. In fact, when I was Mr. Conventional 401k guy for 20 plus years, my wife and I never sat down to discuss wealth building or investments. She just assumed we were always on track. I was the one carrying the plan. So they're pushing us out. We'll pick it up on the other side. I want to continue this discussion, and I want to get into some principles and adages of wealth building that I've learned that I want to impart upon my children. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Del Walmsley Radio Show, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
The largest multifamily bus tour in the country is coming to Dallas Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th. Join Del Walmsley, national radio host, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, and his top team of investors, realtors, and expert educators. Ride your way to triple-digit returns. Go to multifamilymasterstour.com. Gain one-on-one access to industry experts, realtors, lenders, property and asset managers, apartment owners, national real estate syndicators, and trade professionals. Get the only bus ticket worth millions at multifamilymasterstour.com.
Dell says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
Learn to master apartment investing on the Multifamily Masters Tour with Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited in Dallas, Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th. Ride along with the country's top team of apartment investing professionals as you tour four apartment communities with the owners and operators alongside their mentors and educators. For more information, visit MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Experience award-winning multifamily strategies in action. Get the insider secrets to triple-digit returns. Learn the six ways you can make multifamily millions too. Open Q&A format with Dell's top team, including operations consultants, mentors, and award-winning members. Get your seat on the bus at MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Due to the nature of the event, seating is very limited. Ride with us for the day and learn how to close the gap on your retirement with multifamily properties, what a profitable property being run as a business looks like in person and on paper, how Lifestyles Unlimited members win local, state, and national awards year after year, which path is right for you, lead, passive, or independent owner, how to upgrade your profits by upgrading your apartment, and what you want. Open Q&A all day long. The only bus ticket worth millions. Get yours at MultifamilyMastersTour.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Talk 1370, the right choice. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free. From the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today we're discussing some recent items that occurred in our wealth building, in our investment portfolio. And it prompted a conversation with my wife that there are principles and adages that we've learned as a real estate investor that we want our children to learn as young as they possibly can, much sooner than we did. I was in my 40s when I started realizing these principles and adages, and it's changed my life. And I want my kids to know these principles. I want them to understand them. I don't want them to have to wait until later. The sooner they can start, they'd be much further ahead than we are. And if you'd like to call today's show with any questions or comments, Our number is 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, or email me at askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. So the second big item that happened to us was one of our refinances came through. And this is a refinance that we'd been working on for some time. We boxed several of our rental properties into one note and took the cash, and now we have the cash. And with this refi, we are going to deploy it. We now have the means to invest in more deals and further grow our passive income. And that's what the goal is. The goal is to always increase cash flow, always increase cash flow. Okay. It's not about saving or any of that. It's about increasing cash flow as much as possible, as often as possible. So with this refinance, essentially that gave us additional horsepower, right? And we don't take that refi and we don't go out and buy a new car. We don't go out and remodel the house. We take this essentially as powder, and we're going to put it into more deals, okay? We're going to put it into more deals. We're going to grow that passive income. But I'm telling you, the message that's out there, the conventional wisdom world, is I guarantee you'll hear a commercial today about somebody offering a cash out refi, and they're going to say, they're going to talk all about taking the vacation, buying the new car, doing whatever, but they're not going to talk about taking that refinance, that cash, and going and doing something wise with it, like building additional passive income. And this message is reinforced in advertising everywhere we look, and we see it in the actions of our peers, we see it in the actions of our friends, our neighbors, our families, and it's taught to our children from a very, very early age. So these recent events of the past week are confirmations to me of my wealth building plan. They're confirmations that I'm taking another step forward, that we're moving forward, and that things are working the way the plan says they're supposed to work. And these are rules that I learned. I didn't learn them until after I was 40 years old, but I'm happy that I have them at this time, and I want my kids to understand them. My kids have never had a 401k. Much less having a 401k that had major corrections that essentially destroyed their retirement timeline, right? Or at least postponed their retirement timeline. My kids have never lived under the thumb of corporate America with their empty promises, their office politics, their dishonesty, the greedy executives. They've never lived in that world. They've never had those lessons, but I want them to understand the world as it is and the world the way it works. So I put together some of these principles, and I'll go through them as we unpeel the show. The first one I want to say is paychecks come and go, but passive income never quits, okay? Paychecks come and go, but passive income never quits. And there are different kinds of income. The conventional wisdom world will teach, train, and push you towards W-2 income. It's all about creating W-2 income. The push to become a worker is everywhere, and it starts in elementary school, and it's driven into our children. It's all about get better grades, go to a better school so that you can get a better job, so that you can earn more W-2 wages. My plan for my children is I want them to strive to be an earner, not a worker, an earner. Yes, you need to be a worker first, but become an earner. Make that transition. Anyone can be a worker, and people will let you work your entire life. They will stand aside and let you work and work and work. Do you want to live or do you want to work? Earners create passive income. They live life on their terms, and they hire workers. Earners answer to themselves. Workers answer to everyone. Number two, it's not an investment if you put money into it each and every month. That is not an investment. My friends, that's called a savings account. 401ks and IRAs are savings accounts. If you look into it, they're actually called retirement savings account. But the conventional wisdom world has you believing that these are investments. And putting something, some money into something each and every month, to me, that feels almost like a car payment, right? How many of you out there have a car payment that's, say, $400 a month, and also you're feeding your 401k $400 a month? To me, that feels the same way. You're pushing money out, and there's no money coming back. Now, I know many of you out there, you're screaming, you're probably saying, hey, Harrison, the car is a depreciating asset. The 401k is an appreciating asset, right? Well, is it? Are you sure about that? Are you 100% sure about that? Are you saying that there's no corrections at all? Are you guaranteeing that your 401k is going to be worth more next year than it is this year? Think about that. So it's not an investment if you have to put money into it each and every month, which leads us to rule three, which is the inverse of rule two. It's not an investment if it does not cash flow, okay? For a real estate investor, it's not an investment if it does not cash flow. And that is actually our number two rule at Lifestyles Unlimited. Very simple, three words, must cash flow. And this rule goes against everything the conventional wisdom crowd will tell you, because this rule will pierce the veil of all they preach. Must cash flow. Very simple, very basic. And let's look at it like this. How much did your home pay you last month? Nothing. You paid your mortgage, you paid your taxes, you paid your insurance, and then you paid for maintenance. Your home did not pay you anything. And the same goes for your IRA and your 401ks and your mutual funds. How much did they pay you last month? To get paid, you have to sell, and then you pay taxes. Yes, there's some dividend earning mutual funds out there, but you're talking minuscule amounts. And again, you've got to make a withdrawal, and it's going to be a taxable withdrawal to get paid. So I ask you, how much did your IRA, your 401k, or your mutual fund pay you last month? Zero. So the definition of an investment, must cash flow. And the cash flow rule leads me to number four, because it's that important. Your personal home is a liability. It is not an asset. And this is the biggest change of the last 50 years, okay? In the 20th century, for the better part of the 20th century, yeah, you can count on your home as an asset. It grew and grew and it grew. Today, at best, your home is a sub-performing savings account. Let me say it again. At best, a subpar performing savings account. We're going to pick this up on the other side. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Del Walmsley Radio Show. We'll continue discussing principles I want my children to understand as soon as they can. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Over 28 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people just like me and you the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
You've heard about people owning or investing in apartments and replacing their income, living the lifestyle they want. Wonder how they did it? Now you can come see for yourself. Go to multifamilymasterstour.com. Join Del Walmsley, America's most successful investor educator, Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th, the largest apartment bus tour of its kind. Ride and learn how to close the gap on your retirement with apartments, what a profitable property looks like in person and on paper, which path is right for you, lead, passive, or independent owner, and whatever you want at the open Q&A. Seating is limited. Go to multifamilymasterstour.com.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? What about a month? A year? How soon before you'd lose everything you've worked so hard for in a fraction of the time it took you to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. You can start with the workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com and find your true financial peace. Like so many of our members already have, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today we've been discussing some principles of wealth building that I've learned only after the age of 40 that I really want to impart upon my children as soon as they'll understand. And I'd love to see that happen by the time they're 20 or 25, because it will put them decades ahead of where I am on my wealth building. But it just gives them a real insight to the real world as well. It's that important. It gives them an insight not from the conventional wisdom world that surrounds us. It permeates us. It's in advertising. It's reinforced through the actions of our peers, our friends, our neighbors, our family. It's a different way. It's a different side to see things, and it's a different way of wealth creation and creating passive income, totally different from the W-2 income world that is out there, that's everywhere. And I first learned that at a free workshop. When I finally walked into a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop and I sat down, my mind was turned upside down, because these were things that are so different that I had understood or been told or taught. And I was a Dave Ramsey guy. I literally read Money Magazine for a decade plus, cover to cover. And here I am in this 2-hour workshop, and they're throwing things at me that are so counterintuitive, but they're so powerful. So if you're interested in any of that, if you're interested in how to create passive income with real estate, you should attend one of our free workshops. Or maybe you're in the stock market and you're thinking, hey, I want to put some money into real estate. Come check us out. We have 29 years of proven success and over 40,000 members across the country that are doing what we're doing. And that was about 10 years for me when I finally walked into a free workshop. So you can go to, if you have a pen or paper handy, go to retireinfiveyearsorless.com, retireinfiveyearsorless.com. That's the number 5. Our next workshop's in Dallas, Texas on September 12th at 6:30 p.m. at the Dallas office. That's a Thursday. We'll be in Phoenix, Arizona on the 14th of September. That's a Saturday at noon. And we'll be in St. Louis, Missouri on October 12th, Saturday at noon. And again, that's at retireinfiveyearsorless.com, or give us a call at the office and you can sign up that way. And that number is 866-945-6565, 866-945-6565. But when I started implementing what Lifestyles Unlimited teaches, I realized I had found a path to wealth that only rich people follow, that rich people understood. And I realized a way to look at the world with a millionaire's mentality, not the worker saver mentality. And it changed my life. And in 6 years, literally grew my wealth 3 times greater than I had the previous 25 years. Okay, on to the show, to some of these principles I want my children to understand. The next one, number 5, is the conventional wisdom plan is being sold to America. Millions of people make money pushing you to follow the conventional wisdom plan. Follow the money. Think about it, okay? These industries rely upon you staying on this conventional wisdom status quo plan. They want you to be a dependent worker your entire life, okay? You are encouraged to follow their plan. Example 1, let's talk about college. And this is not going to be a rant against going to college or against education by any means. I'm pro-education. But some of the things that are going on in college are practically unethical, in my opinion. To give a 18 or 19 or 20-year-old a loan for $40,000 or $50,000 or $60,000 so that they can graduate with a degree in cultural anthropology is practically unethical. And nothing against the cultural anthropologist out there, but the kids need to understand, when you get out of school, you're not going to make enough money to pay these loans. You're not going to make enough money with this degree to live a certain lifestyle. So understand what you're getting into. And these colleges are just loaning money. I mean, if you could fog a mirror and you're 18 and you're in a college, here's $20,000. And that is irresponsible. That is irresponsible at best. Now, if you're graduating with a degree in environmental education or something in medicine or something along those lines, the STEM studies, and you've got a little bit of debt, I'm not happy about it, but we can talk about it. But don't get out of school with a liberal arts degree $60,000 in the hole and think that you're going to be able to pay that thing off at today's cost by the time you're 40, because the information is there. It shows that you're not. It's showing that these college loans are a burden upon people. So yes, the colleges, they want you to be a dependent worker your whole life. And have you ever noticed how politicians, they've attacked every industry out there? They've attacked energy, they've attacked big oil, healthcare, finance, insurance, and many of those for good reasons, okay? Don't get me wrong. They've never gone after the colleges for being irresponsible and handing 19-year-olds $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 and thinking that that's okay. It's for some reason, no one's talking about that. They don't want to go after that. Example two, the mutual fund industry, Wall Street. Yes, Wall Street loves the fact that you're going to feed a 401k and an IRA for 30 or 40 or 50 years. They make money off of every little trade. There's money in confusion, okay? There's money in confusion. That's why these 58-page reports that they send out that are all corporate speak and legal speak aren't really telling you what's going on when your investments, okay? And let's not forget about all the advertising dollars that goes into supporting the mutual fund investing wealth strategy, right? Try to watch 2 hours of TV and not see 15 advertisements for some investment fund, or open a magazine or drive down the highway and not see a billboard, newspaper article, TV commercials. It's inescapable. Third group that wants you to be a dependent worker your whole life, corporate America. They definitely make money keeping you in this conventional plan. They want your heart, they want your mind, they want your soul, until they don't. And the American worker works longer and harder than any other worker in the developed world. Why? Well, I guess it's because we have such a great plan. That is why we're working longer. We're working longer weeks, longer hours, and less holidays and less vacation days, right? Wrong. The truth is we don't have such a great plan at all, okay? Number six, sometimes you must go backwards to go forward. And what do I mean by that? Well, take the refinance that I discussed in the second segment of this show. So for starters, with this refinance, my passive income is going to dip slightly, okay? In the short term, there's going to be a small dip down because I took debt equity out of the rent homes. I took equity that was single-digit return equity, and I refinanced that equity so that I can have fresh funds, fresh powder to go take down other opportunities and create double-digit and triple-digit returns. But in the short term, yeah, it's a small step backwards, but it's going to give me the horsepower to take three massive steps forward. You follow me? So sometimes you've got to go backwards to go forward. Or you sell one of your rental properties, right? It's your investment. It's not your house. But selling that, boom, what does that do? That creates a capital gain. You got to pay taxes. But if you're smart, you're going to redeploy those funds into new investments, several investments, and you're going to take those steps forward. So sometimes you must go backwards to go forward. And I'll say this, a bird in the hand is not better than two birds in the bush, right? Follow me. Provided you have a plan to take down the two birds in the bush, okay? Provided you know what you're doing, provided you understand what you're doing. So sometimes you got to step backward to go forward. Or maybe you sell your rental home so that you can go into apartment communities. That's a step backward to take a massive, massive leap forward. Okay, quickly. Review your wealth weekly at a minimum. This is important. You need the means to quickly glance at your net worth and your investments and see their performance. You need to be able to gauge their performance. Is it acceptable? Does action need to be taken? What's happening here? How are these growing? Are they growing at a rate that you expect them to grow? Are they growing at a rate of your plan? And you need to see how those investments and businesses are growing as on a percentage of investment. That's how you score it, right? The rate of growth. It only should take a minute or two, but look at it weekly, maybe more as you enter, maybe two or three times a week as you're updating it and entering information. And think of it like this. If you want to lose weight, you need to weigh yourself two or three times a day, right? If you weigh yourself two or three times a day, I promise if you're serious about losing weight, you're going to lose weight. And if you want to grow your wealth, Look at your wealth 2 or 3 times a week. Understand it. Understand how it's working. Understand where it comes from. Apply the rule of 72. And if you don't know the rule of 72, look it up. But it's how you get your annual rate of return based on your investment. So we'll come back on the other side and continue our discussion of principles I want my children to understand as soon as possible that I only learned after the age of 40. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Are you tired of sitting in rush hour traffic? Are you worn out from your extremely long work commute and thinking, I need a new career or a better way of making more money? You don't need a new job. You need a passive income stream. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we have been teaching people real estate investing for the past 29 years. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate investing. One way is equity capture. Equity capture is when you buy an asset for less than what it's worth. If you buy a house for $50,000 in a neighborhood that's in the $90,000 range, you put $20,000 into improvements, then you've just captured $20,000 in equity. And that amount goes directly towards your net worth. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you about equity capture and the other ways real estate makes you money. Learn how by attending a free Lifestyles Unlimited workshop. Visit us at lifestylesunlimited.com today. That's lifestylesunlimited.com to learn the map to financial freedom in less than 5 years. Our workshop calendar is available at lifestylesunlimited.com.
You've heard about people owning or investing in apartments and replacing their income, living the lifestyle they want. Wonder how they did it? Now you can come see for yourself. Go to MultifamilyMastersTour.com. Join Del Walmsley, America's most successful investor educator, Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th. The largest apartment bus tour of its kind. Ride and learn how to close the gap on your retirement with apartments, what a profitable property looks like in person and on paper, which path is right for you, lead, passive, or independent owner, and whatever you want at the open Q&A. Seating is limited. Go to MultifamilyMastersTour.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty Magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today we've been reviewing some principles that I've learned as a real estate investor. And I learned these after I was 40 years old, when I discovered Lifestyles Unlimited, when I discovered a different way to invest, a different way to grow wealth, a different mindset, a different way to see things, a way to see that retirement wasn't saving a bag of money. It was creating passive income. It was creating enough monthly passive income so that you could live life on your terms, because wealth is not a paycheck, okay? Wealth is not a paycheck. And the way you retire is you acquire enough assets that pay you monthly, and your passive income exceeds your monthly obligations, your financial obligations, and then you can retire. And these are things that I've only learned in the last 10 years. And I want my kids desperately to understand these so that they can essentially get a head start. If they can understand these principles in their 20s, I would be elated. I would love it. And maybe we just take it as a series of steps. But these are things that I want them to understand. And this all came about because of 2 recent events in our investing path, essentially. We had a refinance that occurred, and we had planned on that. So now we have fresh powder to get into some new deals. And we also had 2 of our multifamily passive apartment communities begin to issue distributions. And they'll issue these distributions after the 3rd quarter. So another 2 are beginning to pay, and that's essentially a raise. But you just don't go out and blow the raise. You just don't go, hey, let's get the ski boat. I'd love to have a ski boat. Better yet, I like borrowing my neighbor's ski boat. But that being said, you've got to deploy those funds in a proper manner. You've got to continue this investment path. So number 8 on these principles I want my kids to understand is admit and share your progress with your significant other. Don't hide anything. You are in this together, and it will take the efforts of each of you to succeed, okay? When I was a 401k IRA market investing sheep, I never discussed the investments with my wife, and frankly, I don't think she cared. She really just assumed we'd be millionaires in our 60s and retired one day, and that's what the conventional wisdom world would have you believe. Just watch TV and tell me how many commercials you'll see this evening of the older couple frolicking on some incredible beach in Tahiti, and the khakis are rolled up, and they're running through the surf, and the wind's in their hair, and it's all because, and I'm not going to name a mutual fund investing company, but it's because they're part of this mutual fund investing company. My friends, that is fiction, okay? That is the 1%. That is not the real world. So admit and share your progress with your significant other. Don't hide anything. Work on this together. Be involved together. Look, when the real estate markets crashed 30 or 40%, for us, it was a setback, but we weren't really involved, right? We're just kind of investing on autopilot. They're taking money out of your check monthly, and it's going in, and you're not involved. Today, we work together. We're involved together. We plan together. We have a common determination, and we succeed together, and our relationship is so much better today than at any time before. Okay, let's continue on. Let's go to number 9, and I touched on a little bit. You build wealth by acquiring assets. You retire by living off the residual income from those assets, okay? Saving money, saving a pile of money is not wealth. Much the same, a pantry full of food doesn't make you a farmer, okay? Because you have a bag of money, that doesn't make you wealthy. It means you have a bag of money. And if I've got a pantry full of food, it doesn't make me a farmer, right? Wealth is made up of tangible assets that provide income. It will continue to provide income long after you're gone, okay? Wealth building is a series of steps. And people, sometimes people chuckle when I may mention or it comes up that we purchased another rent home and added another $400 of passive income. And that's usually someone who doesn't understand what we're doing because they're thinking, $400, big deal. That's a nice dinner out on the town. But think about it like this. No one's chuckling when you have 10 plus rent homes, right? I got a buddy who has 65 rent homes. Think about that for a moment. No one's chuckling when they realize that you're a passive investor in 7 plus apartment communities and they're kicking out checks every quarter, right? I've got a friend that's got 24 or 28 of those. So there is a method of wealth building. There's a method of investing. And when you acquire these assets, don't let perfect be the enemy of good, okay? And that's from my good friend Andy Webb, who came up with that one. But what I mean is the investment doesn't have to be perfect. The math just has to work. Keep it simple. It either works or it doesn't. If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to only hit home runs, you may be sitting and waiting for a long time. Because I'll tell you, you'll go into an investment and you think it's a single or a double, and it does turn out to be a home run. You just have to get on the field. You have to get involved. So don't let perfect be the enemy of good. Acquire assets, build your wealth, and when you refinance, that's your seed corn, right? John Pryor will tell you, that's your seed corn. Reinvest that. Don't eat it. Reinvest it and continue to grow that passive income. And lastly, speculating is not investing. It's betting, okay? The promise of growth is not growth. So that's it for today's show. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. I want you to remember, it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Make it a great day. We'll be right back.
you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.